Exclusive, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Devin Archer had productive congressional testimony. By Wendell Hussebo on July 31, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, told Breitbart News exclusively that Devin Archer's Monday testimony was productive, noting she held her breath after he had canceled testifying to Congress three previous times. Archer arrived for his interview before the House Oversight Committee Monday morning. His testimony is important because he served on Burisma Holdings board with Hunter Biden and was his partner in business deals with Bohai Harvest, an entity controlled by Chinese state-owned interests. I was holding my breath, you know, and then when I found out for sure that he was on his way I was like, yes, this is finally happening. And then it turned into God, I hope he does the right thing, Greene said. The country needs this man to tell the truth. Over the weekend, the DOJ allegedly tried to prevent Archer from testifying before Congress on Monday. On Saturday, the DOJ requested a judge to set a date for Archer to begin a jail sentence regarding an unrelated prior conviction for defrauding a Native American tribal entity in 2022. As the rumor of the DOJ's shenanigans swirled throughout the day, the agency issued a second letter Sunday in an attempt to either backtrack on its previous request or clarify its actions. On three separate occasions, Archer failed to show up for the hearing. Greene said he failed to show because he was just trying to avoid testifying. This testimony puts him in a position where he can be implicated in more crimes, Greene said. Because what he's going to jail for is completely unrelated to his business deals with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. He could be implicating himself in further crimes with no protection, no immunity, no guarantees, she said. The right thing to do is tell the truth at all times. But it's easier to understand why it's been very hard to get him to even be willing to come in. When Breitbart News asked if the interview was constructive, Greene said the interview was productive, but that she could not share more before the committee released its findings. It was productive, she said. I do know that. Archer's scheduled testimony could reveal a lot of information about the Biden family, as he and Hunter Biden go back a long way. In the late 1990s, they attended Yale together. Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign, where he connected with his college classmate Chris Hines, Kerry's stepson and another Biden family business partner. In 2014, Archer served with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest in 2016. In 2022, authorities convicted him of defrauding a Native American tribal entity and he was ordered to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims. Some of Archer's largest deals involved Bohai Harvest, an entity controlled by Chinese state-owned interests. Breitbart News reported. A little backstory, in December 2013, Hunter Biden helped start a Chinese private equity fund called Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. The American partners held their interests in the company through a shell company called Rosemont Seneca Thornton. Senate investigators later revealed that Yelena Batorina, the billionaire ex-wife of Moscow's longtime mayor, transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton on February 14, 2014. Raising concerns about Hunter Biden's possible relationship with the Russian oligarch. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.